Well, now we're going to talk to an organisation called Sports Chaplaincy UK, which provides spiritual and pastoral care to professional and amateur sportsmen and women. Here's a clip from their website.
I'm encouraging you to pray and engage with the world of sport. There's lots of sports people out there who need to hear the message, and I'm encouraging you to pray for them.
We believe it's important to show that God is interested in all spheres of life, and I'd encourage people to consider how they can get involved in their own local sports facilities too.
Sports Chaplaincy offers a fantastic opportunity for the church to be engaging with people right where they are rather than where we'd like them to be.
Well, Sports Chaplaincy UK also helps sporting organisations support and train and appoint sports chaplains. And next week is National Sports Sunday. I'm delighted that we can talk to Pastor Warren Evans, who heads up the team. Good morning. You're like the sporting director, are you? Like, you know, you have football directors at some football clubs, eh?
I wouldn't quite put it like that, but I have the privilege of working with some wonderful leaders across our nation who invest in their communities called sport, and yes, it's an immense privilege.
Well, you know, sport is rife everywhere on the TV. It's all over the place. You know, do you think that we're becoming more of a sporting nation than ever before? You got some figures on the number of people that might be involved in sport, Warren?
Yeah, well, obviously we've used Sport England figures, but using their figures, it's about 25 to 30 million people are engaged in sport, and sport's got wider these days, hasn't it? It's not just sports clubs, but it's park runs, it's cycles, it's loads of activities. And for us, at Sports Chaplaincy UK, we're just initiating this drive to encourage lots of churches, lots of mission organisations to look at sport differently, not just to see it as an activity, but to see it as a community of people. And it's a wonderful community of people, and we're not in competition with them on a Sunday, but it's an opportunity to serve that community and think the best of them.
Well, you are in competition in the sense that so many church services still happen traditionally at 9, 10 or 11 on a Sunday, and so much sport happens on a Sunday morning, especially during the football season, junior sport and junior football. So I remember we spoke once before when you said, well, maybe the church should have its winter services at 4 in the afternoon when it's darker, so that families can go and be involved in sport in the morning and go to church in the afternoon. Has that happened at all?
Yeah, it's funny enough, I was only speaking to a friend of mine this week, and he'd done exactly that, and he's actually doing a straw poll in his church, say, to the young people and to the families, what time is best for you? And I think they may even be changing it till 1:30, so they go straight to football and straight to church afterwards. But I think it's about churches being strategic, and I know we say we're in competition, we're not in competition. For us, it's a great community that we need to engage with and be more strategic. And so for us, it's about encouraging the church to look at it differently, and just to pray for them and to be intentional and invite them into their environment. So yeah, there's great opportunity for the local church to look differently at sport, not just as an activity, but it's great as an activity, but as a community of people. And for me, I always say this, if we look at a community no different to anyone else, we're no different. But when we look at a community through the eyes of a compassionate God, it demands a different response. And therefore, rather than seeing sport as competition, we then see it as people, and we see it as an opportunity to serve them.
I get that. That's excellent. But so what is National Sports Sunday next week on May the 19th?
Well, National Sports Sunday is just, we've just rallied the troops in that sense, and it's a cross-denominational thing. We've got all the churches involved, we've got different sports ministries and ministries involved, and all it is saying to the church, can we look at the community of sport different? Can we celebrate it? Can we pray for them? Is there anything we can do to help them? Because they're an intrinsic part of our community. We're an intrinsic part of our community. Let's not see it as competition, but actually let's see how we can be the hands and feet of Jesus to that community. So next Sunday is about celebrating the community of sport. It's about praying for that community. It's about seeing the best in people.
So it might not be, you know, different gatherings and so on. It might just be the local church minister, man or woman, pastor and leader offering prayers in the service for those involved in local sport, yeah?
Yeah, it can look like many things. I know my brother's a pastor. He's doing a barbecue. He's doing a community outreach. And the whole service is sports themed. They'll be asking people to come with the favourite club tops on. So it'll look different in different churches. But the reality of it is there's loads of resources on the website from different organisations just saying, hey, here's some ideas. Here's some thoughts. You know, some of it is, why don't you go to your local community and give them a bag of oranges if the kids are playing at some point?
Oh,
why don't you invite them and say, hey, use our facility facilities if you're doing a club night and you're doing a presentation, because churches have great resources and facilities like big screens and sound and some wonderful facilities that sometimes we just need to go out there and say, hey, let's share, let's partner, and maybe even encourage our people to go to those communities, which they're probably doing already, but to be intentional.
Yeah, all the churches in Watford could go and get together next Saturday early evening and watch Watford win the FA Cup final, eh?
Mike, that's your suggestion, I'm with you.
So the website, Warren, is www.nationalsportsunday.org.uk.
That's correct, yes.
Quickly, I haven't forewarned you on this, so I'm not sure how you'll respond. We're asking our listeners today to text in with six words their story of faith. How would you tell your story of faith or your religious identity or belief in six words?
Well, thanks. You have dropped that on me, and that's an incredibly difficult one. Six words, I would say hope, I would say love, I would say compassion, and I would say enthusiasm and excitement for Jesus. And I don't know how many words that was.
Seven, I think. But we'll let you off. Pastor Warren Evans, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. I hope it all goes well on National Sports Sunday next weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
And you. Thank you so much. Pastor Warren Evans and nationalsportsunday.org.uk. His six-word faith story, hope, love, compassion, enthusiasm and excitement for Jesus.